USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture. It also includes a number of things that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's winter storms. Chairwoman Sally Talberg, Vice Chairman Peter Crampton, Finance and Audit Committee Chair Terry Bulger, and Human Resources and Governance Committee Chair Raymond Heppern announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power following the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. And Tom Vilsack was confirmed by the Senate Tuesday to serve as President Biden's Agriculture Secretary. The former Iowa governor was confirmed by a 92-7 vote. Vilsack previously served in the same position under President Obama, the only of his cabinet members to serve for Obama's entire term in office. During his confirmation hearing, Vilsack cited the coronavirus pandemic and climate change as necessary priorities, saying the problems facing the department are completely different than the last time he'd served as secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A New York woman, fired for wanting to wait to get a coronavirus vaccination, has raised the issue of whether employers can require their employees to get the shot. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson, fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.